Politikanti miż-żewġ naħat tal-gvern wissew li id-dibattitu dwar il-bidliet fil-liġijiet tal-mibeda razzjali għadhom ma spiċċawx. Tard il-ġimgħa l-oħra, is-Senat blokka l-attentat tal-gvern federali li jagħmel il-bidliet fit-taqsima 18 ċe tal-att tad-diskriminazzjoni razzjali. Imma dawk li jappoġġjaw il-bidliet b'mod partikolari qegħdin jgħidu li l-kwistjoni għadha m'għaddietx. L-Avukat Ġenerali George Brandis, li kien il-persuna ewlenija taħdem għal bidliet jgħid li lan kien li isaħħu il-liġi u żommu il-ħelsin tal-kelma.
Sometimes, because in making our case, we use words that may hurt the feelings of others. That is the way democracies work. That is why we proudly describe our democracy as robust. In a democracy, it should never be a reason to censor somebody's participation in debate that others may feel offended, insulted, or humiliated by what they say.
Joseph Caputo mhux politikant huwa il-kap tal-Federazzjoni tal-Kunselli tal-Komunitajiet Etniċi fl-Awstralja. Caputo jgħid li issa li l-attentat tal-Gvern Federali li jibdel l-att tad-diskriminazzjoni razzjali m'għaddiex mis-Senat jittama li l-kwistjoni tkun minsija.
I hope that from now on this issue will never see the light of day again. You know, we should just put it behind us and move on.
Imma il-politikanti f'Kembra ma jidhirx li ser jagħmlu hekk wara li l-gvern ma rnexxilux li jibdel il-kelmiet f'taqsima 18 ċe tal-att. Il-liġi bħalissa tagħmilha illegali li toffendi, tinsulta, tumilja jew li tintimida fuq il-bażi ta' razza jew l-etniċità. Il-gvern riet li jibdel il-kliem toffendi, tinsulta u tumilja bil-kelma tifastidja. Il-laburisti, il-ħodur u xi senaturi indipendenti iblokkaw il-bidliet. Imma is-senatur liberali James Patterson jgħid fistqarrija li minkejja li l-liġi m'għaddiex, id-dibattitu ser ikompli.
I have no doubt we will soon again be debating changes to 18C, and I know the public will have even less sympathy for this flawed law than they do today.
Qabel daħal fil-Parlament is-Senatur Patterson kien membru tal-Istitut tal-Affarijiet Pubbliċi, ċentru ta' riċerka li ħadem biex isiru l-bidliet flatt ta' diskriminazzjoni razzjali. Id-direttur tal-politika tal-Istitut, Simon Brini, jgħid li l-kwistjoni mhix se tisparixxi fi żmien qasir.
I think this is going to continue. This is not an issue that's going anywhere, and I think that I encourage people to participate in this debate because I think the more people engage in this debate, the more informed our politicians will be about the changes that are necessary to enlarge freedom of speech in this country.
Brini jgħid li l-Istitut ser ikompli jaħdem biex isiru il-bidliet fix-xhur u s-sini li ġejjin u jgħid li issa li l-politika uffiċjali tal-koalizzjoni hija li tappoġġja il-bidliet jistenna li l-koalizzjoni tieħu din il-politika fl-elezzjoni li ġejja.
I think it's a great thing that we have moved from the position of the former Abbott government where the changes to 18C under his proposal were dropped as a policy that was dropped by the coalition. I think it's terrific that it's come back. I think it's wonderful that the Prime Minister, that the Attorney General and others in the government have recognized that this is an issue that is really significant.
Il-membru parlamentari laburista Lina Burney tgħid li membri tal-Partit Liberali li jappoġġjaw il-bidliet għal taqsima 18 ċe tal-att għandhom vantaġġ mill-politika tal-bidla fil-gvern. Hija tissuġġerixxi li jekk Malcolm Turnbull kien qed jipprova jissodisfa lil dawn il-membri fil-koalizzjoni jistgħu imorru kontrih.
So if the Prime Minister thinks that he has squared this away, hung out the olive branch to say, look, I tried but it failed, and shored up his leadership, I think it's going to have the opposite effect.
Linda Burney tgħid li taħseb ukoll li d-dibattitu kollu għamel ħsara lil dawk aborigini u Torres Strait Islanders u lil komunitajiet ta' migranti.
I think it's been incredibly harmful. I mean, this is the federal government of the most successful multicultural nation in the world, with the oldest living history in the world, that being First Peoples, actually advocating the watering down of race hate laws. I just think it's an abominable terrible thing that this government has tried to push on the Australian community.